RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
This is In Vilner, the academic radio show in English by UNAD, Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Music, literature, culture, language learning, and more. Stay tuned.
Welcome to In Vilner, the academic radio show by the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas
and the Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia. We are Leonardo Leguizamón and
Silvana Salazar.
Welcome.
Express your feelings, thoughts, or opinions about different topics, answering questions, having fun, and participating here in the weekly poll.
I'm hungry. Did you have a breakfast this morning?
No, not yet.
Oh, really? So what do you like to eat, Leonardo?
Well, I love all Colombian fries. You know, I like empanadas, arepa de huevo, tamales. They are delicious.
Yummy. I like Colombian fries too, but the dish I like the most is soup. Have you tried ajiaco or mondongo?
Yes, of course, but I don't like them much.
They're so good, especially if you're in a cold weather. For lunch, I always include a small bowl of soup.
Cold weather and steamy soup. Good combination. I wonder what people like to eat in different cities. Let's listen to Diana Cuellar from SEAD Arbeláez, who made an interesting survey about tastes on food.
Hello, everybody. We are here from SEAD Arbeláez in a very cold day, just for a hot coffee. As you guys made me hungry talking about those delicious dishes, let's ask to our teachers what's their favorite Colombian food dish. I love tamal, and it is my breakfast every Sunday morning. What about you, Orley? What is your favorite Colombian food dish?
My favorite Colombian food dish is the bandeja paisa. I like it a lot. I think the mixture of beans, rice, and meat is really nice.
And also
the original paisa in the region of Antioquia, I think is the best here in Colombia.
Right, that's the best. It's better than...
Yes, I mean, because the place where the bandeja paisa is originary is from Antioquia. So I think they know how to prepare, how to cook. And also I think the local species are important in this kind of recipes.
Right, yes. It's different from the one that is prepared here in Cundinamarca or in other places.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Lei.
You're welcome.
Edgar, please tell me, what is your favorite Colombian food dish?
My favorite Colombian food dish is lechona.
Which do you prefer, tolimas or huilas?
I prefer tolimas. It's delicious. It's yummy.
Okay, and how often do you travel to Tolima to eat lechona?
I travel monthly to Espinal to eat lechona.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, now we have our teacher, Monica. She is from Boyacá. Please, Monica, tell us what is your favorite Colombian food dish?
I like fried fruit with swan avocado salad and fried plantain.
Okay, that's delicious. That's yummy. Thank you, Monica. Bye. Okay, guys, that's everything from Arbeláez. Thank you very much, Tishy, for your opinions. And please, Silvana and Felipe, go on. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Diana. Very interesting. We Colombians really know how to eat very tasty and yummy food.
In every language, we find idiomatic expressions that cannot be translated literally. In this section, you will learn some of the most used in different contexts. Listen carefully and take notes. You can use them next time you speak. The clock is ticking.
You get the green light to continue with the show.
Green light? What are you talking about?
Come on, Silvana. Can you remember that famous idiom?
Oh, okay, got it. So you're using an idiom. No wonder why it took me a minute to understand. But what does it mean, get the green light? Maybe some of our listeners do not know.
Okay, green light, as in a traffic light on the street.
Oh, so you mean it refers to some kind of permission to do something?
Yes. When you get the green light, you get permission to work on a specific task or continue with something you were doing. There are several idioms related to colors. Do you know any?
Oh, good. I like that one a lot. I really like to use them when I speak. It's fun. Teach us another one. Let me see if I can guess what it means this time.
Okay, if I tell you, you bring me chocolate once in a blue moon, what does it mean?
Once in a blue moon is used to express that something does not happen very frequently.
It also means that you should definitely bring me chocolate more frequently.
Oh, so I have one. Ready? Once in a while, especially on rainy days, I have the blues.
As far as I know, the blue color is associated with depression or sadness. So I guess you get depressed with the rain, right?
Sort of. Yep, and that's exactly what it means. To have the blues means to be sad or depressed.
And you know what, Silvana? Chocolate is good to fight depression. So now I know what to bring you on rainy days.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Billy? Is Earl Thomas there? He didn't come home last night. Never mind, I found him.
Nine times out of ten, she's right and I'm wrong. When I won't give in, she just goes along. Standing by my side, sitting home alone. I'll never know what keeps her hanging on. When anybody else would be long gone.
Get to know culture and fun facts from different countries in this section. Culture and Civilization.
Leonardo, when is your birthday?
My birthday is on November the 8th.
And what did you get for your birthday last year?
Okay, I got a watch and some candy from my mom. Then some friends invited me for dinner. Why do you ask me that?
Well, you may think birthdays are celebrated the same way everywhere. But no, at least not in Germany. Last week, some friends and I were organizing a party for Gunther. He's German. A day before his birthday. And it was going to be a Monday. We thought it would be a better idea to take him to a nice place for lunch outside the city the day before. But he completely refused. We didn't understand it until we talked about it. Told us in Germany it is considered bad luck to wish an early birthday to people. It is their tradition.
Wow, that's interesting. It reminds me of a friend from Russia who always used to bring something when visiting. She always brought me something, wine, beer, chocolate. She never showed up empty-handed. She later explained to me that it was a tradition from her country.
Sounds great, Leonardo. It is a very nice tradition to show gratitude to your host. I think everyone should do that when visiting. What if we looked for some information about gifts and traditions so I can get some ideas for my friend's birthday?
Great, let's look.
Okay, so here's what I found. In Norway, pay attention to this, do never unwrap flowers before giving them as a gift. Unwrapped flowers are for funerals. In Russia, do not give an even number of flowers.
Wow, that's interesting. Did you know that in China, you never have to give a clock or an umbrella as a gift? Never offer a friend an umbrella because the word umbrella sounds similar to break up. And the act is a sign that you will never see each other again.
Wow, so no clocks and umbrellas for Chinese friends, right?
Yeah.
This one is very interesting. Listen, in Vietnam, never accept or grab a gift with only one hand. That's taken as rude.
Well, that makes sense. You show more gratitude when you see both hands to receive something. Silvana, would you ever give a knife as a present?
A knife? Well, that's not a very common or attractive present.
Well, in Netherlands, you don't give someone sharp objects as a gift. From China to Europe, the superstition is that a gifted knife will cut the relationship between giver and receiver, or that it will cut the gift recipient, unless they do one thing, pay attention. The giver of a knife, according to many traditions and superstitions, should only offer a knife with a penny attached, which the recipient promptly gives back to the giver as a payment for the knife. Therefore, they are preserving the relationship and fingers.
Oh, wow. Okay, so all this was very interesting. I got some ideas for my friend's birthday party.
Sounds great. Am I invited?
Well, as long as we don't wish him happy birthday the day before, nor give him a sharp object, nor an even number of flowers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let me stop by. The clock is ticking, running out of time. So we should party all night. So cover your eyes, I have a surprise. I hope you got a healthy appetite. If you wanna
birthday.
So let me get you in your birthday show. It's time to bring out the big balloons. So let me get you in your birthday show. It's time to bring out the big, 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 big balloons. Buy you a big, I give you a taste. Make it like your birthday every day. I know you like it sweet, so you can have your cake. Give you something good to celebrate. Buy you a big, I give you a taste. Make it like your birthday every day.
Time will bring, or in peace our hearts will sing. Thanks. key to unity of all people is in the dream that you had so long ago that lives in all of the hearts of people. Believe me. We'll make the dream become a reality. I know we will. Because our hearts tell us.
This is In Villoner, the academic radio show in English by UNAT, Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Music, literature, culture, language learning, and more. Stay tuned.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAT Virtual.